crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
This reminds me of a true masterpiece by the great director Millis, Conan the Barbarian, with James Earl Jones and Arnold Schwarzenegger. What a classic movie. Just watched that again a few weeks ago. Very fascist, the left said. Excellent film. James Earl Jones was such a master. He died yesterday at 93. The voice of Darth Vader. The plans you refer to will soon be back in our hands. Don't act so surprised, Your Highness. You aren't on any mercy mission this time. Guys, I'd asked you at the start of the show or before the show to get that promo we haven't aired in a year for Bandai Video with Darth Vader. Can you guys find that? I want to hand the baton to Maria Z, but I want to get that on air before the transmission ends. Can I pretty please triple cupcakes on top have that? Silence. Or go ask Rob Dewar, just get it, because I asked for it like five times. And I'm not mad. I have this new Rosies now where I've said I need something, I've got to air it. But we'll definitely play him as Thulsa Doom. Thulsa Doom on his mountain of power. Is there a dagger such as this for me? We have it. Here's the promo.
Globalist.
Stop it. We're going to do it right. Woo, we're going to do it, baby. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. We're going to, because I'm not mad. They told me it's ready. It's ready. So we're going to wait. We're going to build the suspense for a while so we can have it prepared. And then I'm going to play Thulsa Doom. And then I'm going to hand the baton to Maria Z. And then we're going to have incredible live coverage tonight of the debate. By the way, the crew does a great job. Most live shows are all pre-prepared. They have a whole list of what they're going to do, when they're going to do it. I do this for seeing my pants. Not the crew's fault. And I give them a lot of orders and stuff falls to the cracks. How it is, it's all my fault. But we'll have that for you in a moment. Let's go ahead and take another call. Last caller for this show. Tanner in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, Tanner.
Yeah, Alex, forgive me for my nerves, but I was a missionary in Haiti, and hearing your description of the Dominican Republic versus Haiti is something that I've said for many years. And that stirring in your spirit of you telling people to go 100%, to go all in with calling things out, you're right on target, because we look at the people in Ohio and they look completely disarmed, afraid to speak out against evil. Haiti, not only the land has been cursed, but it's all the way out to the coral in the ocean, if you look at it. And that's the home place of voodoo. I was stranded there back in the late 90s, was 95% illegitimate children. And if we don't understand that this is a war on breaking down the family unit, and what a blessed land that we live on, and what that carries through in the spiritual realm.
Well, describe as a missionary what Haiti's like.
I've actually also been to the two poorest nations in the world, Haiti and Bangladesh. I worked at Mother Teresa's Home of the Dying and Destitute in Calcutta. Haiti is still the worst place on earth that I've ever been. We as Americans cannot conceive what it's like there. The men hang out together. I believe there's more handguns per capita than anywhere in the world. You'll have one man that has essentially a block of females with children that just run around barefoot without shoes. We built a school across from a compound, and it's nothing to see a witch doctor right across the street. I highly doubt in Austin, Texas, that anyone would celebrate Mardi Gras if they actually went to the places where it's truly celebrated.
And for folks that don't know, because I read the reports, my crew's been there many times covering disasters, but describe for people, again, people say, why do you care about Dominican Republic? It's the same island. It's all pretty much nice. And Haiti's the same land, total hellhole, deforestation, sewage everywhere. Describe for people, how many loose animals do you see running around? Because the media's like, oh, nobody eats your chickens, nobody eats your goats, nobody eats your dog, nobody eats your cat, nobody eats your animals or your swans or your geese at the lake. I mean, you don't see a lot of animals walking around there, do you? Because they're dinner time.
No, Alex, and actually, again, we just can't conceive of it as Americans. You know, there's not electricity after 5 o'clock, even if you're fortunate enough to be in a place that might have electricity. The animal life is the random neutrino, which would terrify you, and rats. There's not wildlife. Going in and trying to teach children and build a school there. I worked in the orphanages, and they basically, you have to teach them the basics of to not play with the needles that the hospitals dump right out in the ocean. I don't understand why no one's asking the basic question of why Springfield, Ohio. 5 minutes of research will tell you that that is an all Republican versus Republican voting demographic there. And the sheriff, who should be the last bastion of, you know, your constitutional freedoms, she's on her way out and fired the guy coming in that's going to take over the job.
No, I mean, that's it. It's dead on. They bomb Republican areas with these people to destroy us, and they need to kick them out. They need to not give them services, and they need to not let them vote. God bless you. I got to jump because Maria Z's here. All right, we're going to have live coverage. It's already live coverage. The war room's coming up in like 47, 48 minutes. Maria Z's always does a great job. She's about to take over. We really appreciate her. I'll be back. I mean, I'll be here anyways, but I'll be back at 6 o'clock, and I'll be doing some hits on other shows. They'll be doing hits with us, but it's going to be myself, Chase Geyser, Owen Schroyer, and others hosting tonight. It starts at 8 o'clock. We got pregame, all of it. We'll be taking your calls as well, so stay with us and take the feeds from Real Alex Jones and Infowars.com/show and the front page of Infowars and share them. Say, watch the debate here tonight. Email it, text message it. That's how we reach new people. Then they'll tune in, they'll like the show, they'll start listening. And it's just every day, you've got the power. You'll decide whether we defeat the evil or not. When you get the urgency and know how serious this is, we're going to turn this around. And please buy products from us. They're amazing at Infowarsstore.com and our sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com. The best supplements, the most amazing products, the best nano silver, the best colloidal silver, DrJonesNaturals.com, the best CBD gummies and tincture for your body and for your inflammation, your immune system. That's incredible. I mean, my mom has trouble sleeping sometimes. Not anymore. She takes a little half dropper of that. 20 minutes later, she's out. Best sleep of her life. That's how great it works. DrJonesNaturals.com. InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Next Level Foundational Energy is not a stimulant, but it has that effect naturally with no letdown at DrJonesNaturals.com. It's selling out. You want to have it. You want to clean your cells out. Energy within 30 minutes with no letdown. The fiber green concentrates are so good for your gut and your immune system. It's amazing. The whole food multivitamin, it's all there at DrJonesNaturals.com and InfoWarsStore.com. All right. I'm going to end this transmission with myself doing a James Earl Jones imitation as Darth Vader with a quick little promo, and then we're going to go to James Earl Jones in his iconic Thulsa Doom from Millis's Conan the Barbarian, and then right when that's over, we will hand the baton to the mighty Maria Z. Here it is, and happy trails to James Earl Jones.
Don't act so surprised, globalist. You didn't think you could silence the American people, did you? Join Bandot Video, and I will complete your training. Together, we can overthrow the Emperor and restore the Republic.
You killed my father! You killed my people! You took my father's sword! Ha!
It must have been when I was younger. There was a time, boy, when I searched for steel. And steel meant more to me than gold or jewels.
The riddle of steel.
Yes. You know what it is, don't you, boy? Shall I tell you? It's the least I can do. Steel isn't strong, boy. Flesh is stronger. Look around you. There, on the rocks. That beautiful girl,
Come to me, my child.
That is strength, boy. That is power. The strength and power of flesh. What is steel compared to the hand that wields it?
Look at the strength of your body, the desire in your heart.
I gave you this. Such a waste. Contemplate this on the tree of woe. Crucify him.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z of ZMedia.com. And following on from the theme of that last caller that just rang in and spoke with Alex, we have a problem with savages coming and eating animals. My question is, which other small biological entity will be next? And I don't ask that lightly. We just had a foreigner in Australia pour scalding hot coffee over a nine-month baby. But these are probably the smallest issues, if you can believe it, that we have to worry about. You might have seen the breaking report from James O'Keefe last week or earlier this week about the gang Trandaragua, which, to be honest with you, people always say, who's doing anything about this? And there are people doing about it, but we have a real lack of action and efforts to stifle the progress of the people exposing this on the ground. One of those people who's been acutely aware of this and has been, you know, a real expert on issues of the border and the violent gangs that are being imported or allowed in to the United States is Lieutenant Colonel Pete Chambers. He's a former Green Beret, been on this broadcast many times. He's also part of a Central Texas think tank that works on open source intelligence gathering. He has a lot of information for us today. Lieutenant Colonel Chambers, thank you so much for being here with us.
It's good to be here, Maria. Great to see you again.
Likewise. Well, we had this news about Trandaragua, this CUI that came out, which is you know, sort of, again, open source. And they're saying is that as of July 28, 2024, an identified transnational criminal organization, Trandaragua, stated that law enforcement officers are green-lit for attack by members of the organization. We also have evidence of this gang taking over units in Colorado, a hotel in Texas as well, I'm reading. Want to hear from you. How long have you known about this? Because they're making out like this is something new, but that is not the case.
No, not at all, Maria. You know, this relationship between Venezuela and the countries of Hamas, Hezbollah origin, which would be Iran and some of the other states down that we've been dealing with when we're watching what's going on in the Palestinian region. These alliances, allegiances have been going on for at least 15 to 20 years, as far as we know. All right. Now, come onto the scene for me coming out of the Middle East fighting in 2015, 2016, 2018, coming back to the United States, joining the Texas National Guard and being on the border, we were able to observe firsthand the intelligence that was coming across. Now, some of it's a lot more sensitive than a CUI, CUI labeled document that comes out of Army North. Army North does a good job. They do report on things and they do have analysts that that put things out. But what they got there is a piece of information that is just kind of known about, okay? And it's just letting them know. Look, these guys with Tren, the train of Aragua, the place, the region in northern Venezuela where they come from, these guys are pretty Remnant Ministries, Marshall, that's not us, but yeah, just popped up on the screen. Those guys are pretty rough actors, right? They're the nugs on the ground, if you will. They're the ones that do the action arm of you know, creating the chaos in this country. So when we were on the border, when I was on Operation Lone Star, took off my uniform in October 2022 and left and came back to the civilian world working in this think tank, what we saw there was as they infiltrated much smaller numbers then, and I'll explain what's happened since then, they weren't that active. They weren't that organized. These guys were really pretty much open to whatever game there was in town, be it you know, petty thievery, things like that, some elicitation, some strong arming, but they've really organized now, and they've organized under the banners of several different organizations, some of which we're going to keep close hold because we are investigating it ourselves. So the information that we got was right around December of this last year, 23. And the information came in 230 pages of documents directly out of the Venezuelan place where we picked the information up. All right. So I'm just going to say that this is verifiable. This is actionable. And this was given over in February of this year after we verified it. Took us a couple months to verify it. We gave that over to Texas law enforcement. So they do have it at the highest levels. Now, that being said, there are investigations that are going on. And what we do is we come along the side and we advise and assist. And that's all we can do. We don't have the authorities to go and close the gap and to effect arrests upon these individuals. We saw these things really kind of trending as J.J. Carroll, who's had the movie Treason coming out, which he interviewed us for. That was in Chicago. That was in Nashville. That was in some other big cities up north. And now we're seeing it come down into Texas. We've been seeing it in smaller increments, but now it's just exploded, Maria. And that's what we're working on right now. And there are several different hotspots in Texas that we're working on.
Here's the real problem, okay? You've put out a video in December, as you mentioned. Team, if you can queue up Doc TDA El Paso, please. We'll play that in just a moment because this is what I keep trying to... people keep saying, well, where are the men at the border? Where are the people doing what needs to be done? You're one of the people that's doing what needs to be done. The problem is that there are actual, I'm going to show everyone in a moment, efforts to stifle the efforts of people like you. And also there's an inaction from law enforcement. Now, had they paid attention to this particular video when you notified, hang on, something's very wrong here, then maybe we'd be in a different situation and we wouldn't have violent gangs taking over apartment buildings, hotels, and terrorizing communities. Team, if you can cue up that clip, please, Doc El Paso.
Doc Chambers from Eagle Pass, Texas. Today's the 18th of December. We're out here at the point of entry. 5,000 are sitting on the ground right now. It's increasing as we go along. Information that we've received says another 7,000 should be processed through this particular point by morning. Joe and I have been here many times. Last time we were down here, we were in uniform. And now I'm a civilian and in the Army of God. So we'll keep telling truths. And... you need to get this video to your legislators and tell them, in the state of Texas particularly, this is out of control. Thank you very much.
Right. So that was December the 18th in Eagle Pass, and that was out of control. And those people now are in the interior, and there are 12,500 came across that night.
Team, if you can just play the B-roll of the drone footage while we while we discuss this. So this is December of last year. We're talking 9 months down the track, and we've allowed it to get to the point now where these violent gangs, I mean, I've seen videos of them, Doc. They're robbing stores. They're coming in, according to this report here, they are wielding... Where is it? In this article, team, I've sent you that article as well about the hotel. They're wielding, you know, sharp knives, terrorizing people, hatchets. Another man with a hatchet assaulting people, you know, knives, shooting guns. I mean, this is very, very, very serious.
Right. Yeah, Maria, this is just an example. These were all Venezuelans that came up. This particular footage is from our drone. That came up that night in a convoy or caravan, so to speak. And they showed up. We stayed there on the ground and watched them. And we followed them on buses all the way to San Antonio, Texas. Now, we need to look at this thing from the way that we analyze stuff. And I'll explain it. There are different phases of this invasion on the border. And any invasion, there are always phases. We're well beyond the first few phases of preparation, initial contact, and infiltration. The infiltration has taken place. There are approximately 5,000 of these TDA, we'll call them Trenda or Aragua, individuals in the country right now. Some of them are coming across pretty easy to identify with tattoos, but others are not. And they're a little more savvy. And those savvy ones are the ones that are infiltrating the businesses. So all the way up to the Red River, we know of... industry that's up there, the trailer manufacturing business up there, that is being infiltrated by these Venezuelans who are coming in smooth, wearing suits, paying cash, getting their physicals for, I speak to doctors up there to go to work at these places, but they're setting up the infrastructure for their ability to have what's called access and placement. They can be now in an area where they have jobs, and they will support all these other ones, the actors that do these probing attacks. And what are probing attacks? That's in the employment phase. That's phase six of unconventional warfare, right? When I'm going to overthrow a country. There are seven phases. And what we do now, what we are doing now, is to try to stave that off, to be left a bang in the mindset before we hit the IED in the road. We've got to be left a bang on this. That's what
we're
doing.
So talk to us about those phases, please, because I think it's really helpful for people to identify that we're already way past the early stages of unconventional warfare.
Exactly. So the initial phase is the preparation phase. It's a psyop phase. It's getting things kind of prepared to create a disenfranchised population. And we've seen that through the COVID stuff. We've seen it through the mandates, the pandemic health emergency of international concern, and the next international health regulation that's going to shut us down again to allow us to be subservient. And we're going to then follow exactly what everyone says. In the meantime, there's an invasion going on. And the invasion took place over the last 3 years, and it's just gotten worse. We saw the numbers go through the ceiling. A busy day on the border for me 3 years ago was 12,000 in a week. That happened on that very night right there, 12,500 in one 24-hour period. Just prior to that in Del Rio, it was 17,000 with the Haitians. So rough actors coming in from third world countries that are being brought in by NGOs that are being paid for by the Soros types and the Clinton Foundation types and all of those, then being met on this side of the border by the different agencies, which would be the Catholic Charities, HIAC, going through the Hebrew organization, going through the Darien Gap. They are facilitating this invasion. So then all these things are bringing them in, and that's in phase one, phase two, initial contract. Phase three is infiltration. We're down to five, this, which is the buildup phase, right? It's being built up. And so what happens during that phase, and this is exactly what we're here to talk about, is that in the Permian Basin, and I sent you an article on it, but I'll just explain it. The Permian Basin is the oil industry of Texas. It is where all the pumps are. If you drive through there, it's Midland, Odessa region. And if you're driving through West Texas, you can see all the pump jacks are going. You know, they're pumping oil out of the ground, and you can
Hang
see
on.
All the oil there.
1 second, Doc. We've got to go to break. I really want to go back to this on the other side of the break because this is so crucial for people to understand and what the next phases are and what we're trying to stop from happening. Don't go anywhere. We're here with Lieutenant Colonel Chambers.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. We didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spreading the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We try to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.